The book of Job, chapter 42. Then Job answered Yahweh and said, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be restrained. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered that which I didn't understand, things too wonderful for me which I didn't know. Here I urge you and I will speak. I will demand of you and declare you to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so that, after Yahweh had spoken these words to Job, Yahweh said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is kindled against you and against your two companions, for you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my slave Job has. Now therefore, take for yourselves seven bullocks and seven rams and go to my slave Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. And my slave Job will pray for you. For him I will accept, that I do not deal with you after your folly. For you have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my slave Job has. So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Namathite went, and did according to as Yahweh commanded them. And Yahweh accepted Job. And Yahweh turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his companions. And Yahweh gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then there came to him all his brothers and all his sisters and all those who had been of his acquaintance before, and ate bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him concerning all the evil that Yahweh had brought on him. Every man also gave him a kesedah of silver, and every one a ring of gold. So Yahweh blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. And he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-donkeys. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Keren-Hapuch. And in all the land were no women found so beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brothers. And after this, Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days.